on 97.9 WRMF.
We were talking about faking your own death and the A&E documentary that they have out. Jay Bird was watching called I Faked My Own Death and how people do it.
It's a bit of an older one, but it's still fascinating nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. And Virginia had a really good idea and concept about this person who had taken just a little bit of their blood, one little bit at a time, and then when they faked their own death, then they splattered all over the place. They said, well, they clearly are dead because there's no way there could be this much blood. Now, who was the person that did that?
It was some chick.
Yeah. Was it in the movie Gone Girl?
No, it was way before Gone Girl came out.
Oh, okay.
It was a real-life chick that did this.
That's the exact concept of the movie Gone Girl.
No, it was a real chick.
Oh, it was. Okay.
That did it.
All right. That's where they got it then. There was another one I forgot, too. Remember the movie Double Jeopardy? Where the guy faked his own death, and then she got tried for the murder. I think is how it went down. And if I remember right, the twist at the end, I think she really does kill him. And
I
then
think
she
so.
Can't,
yeah.
They can't get her on Double Jeopardy because she's already been acquitted of his murder. It's been a while since I've seen it. It's
I think
a good 15 years.
Isn't
probably.
That KZJ? Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No, I don't think so. It's the chick from Kentucky that's got her sisters and mom the same country.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah, I think it's Ashley Judd.
Yes.
Yes.
You love the Judds.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said if you're doing it too, what you got to do, you got to get a birth certificate for a baby who was born near your birth and then die within a year after birth. With that, you can get a social security number and you can build on that. That's really where it is. And I think I've heard of people doing that when they really, you know, do it right. That's the thing to do.
I feel like I could stay in Montana for a while if I stayed off the grid. And I feel like if I took a different identity, if you guys thought I drowned and you saw my phone, my wallet, I throw some blood on the boat too.
There's good and bad about that, thinking about going to a place like Montana. Not a lot of people, population is low, a lot of space, places to hide out. But the one thing about it is people in smaller communities like that, they tend to know about everything about somebody. Like they're very nosy and they want to know your whole backstory and everything that's going on. And so everything's got to check out because they will try to find out who you are.
Sai's never been on social media before. You can't find Sai.
Sai?
Sai.
How do you spell that?
S-Y. Sai.
Where are you from again?
I think Sai is actually spelled C-Y.
That's not how I spell it. In Australia.
It's Australia?
Australia, we spell differently.
We do.
What town again?
Melbourne.
You said Durango.
Well, I was an army brat. I went from town to town with my father.
Yeah. What service?
He was in the first...
What happened to your accent?
You're right. Sai would get drunk and then start talking like Jay Bird.
I don't know. This may not be the right thing, man. Okay.
The KVJ Show on 97.9
WRMF. Well, kind of keeping an eye on what is going on with this tropical storm Dorian. They have what? An advisory comes out at 8 a.m. Is that what they do? 5, 8, 11.
You're our weather person, Virginia.
It might be further than that until the storm actually gets into the Caribbean area.
What are the percentage chance that we're going to be seeing some kind of activity, Virginia?
Right now, I would say 50-50.
What a lame guess.
But, I mean, you'll get out. You'll get out of town to go to your Buckeye game.
Yeah.
The trouble might be getting back in. Once you're in Ohio and you're trying to get back into Florida, that might be right about the same time this storm is deciding where it wants to be.
Well, that
Sunday,
yeah.
Monday.
I mean, that'd be interesting considering they're playing FAU, and I'm getting texts from people like, yeah, we're going up to the game too.
Y'all might all be stuck in Ohio together.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what that means? If Kevin's stuck in Ohio, Category 5 awful, the VJD show's back.
Oh, no. There were so many complaints. I don't know if it can come back.
Fine. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and as far as time-wise, it looks like it would be coming up probably like on the Caribbean, like early Saturday morning, 35-mile-an-hour wind. So right now it looks like it's, yeah, I mean, the current track kind of has it going over like San Juan.
Right. When it goes over Puerto Rico, it's going to be a hurricane.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when it gets over the land like that, that breaks it up a little bit and decreases the power. But then as soon as it gets back over those Caribbean islands, that's when it's probably going to gain some strength.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows where it's going to go? It could go right. It could go left.
Yeah.
Not, it's way too early. But if it goes straight, you're going to have trouble getting back in town.
Okay. Yeah, they would have it probably just a little bit north of Cuba, like Saturday morning with 35 mile an hour winds. That's kind of the latest thing they're saying. So.
And that's just a TS, right? That's no hurricane. That's a tropical storm.
Right, because Cuba will break it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Puerto Rico, not Cuba, Puerto Rico is going to break it up a little bit.
It's that time of year, though. I'm telling you, it's like every year. Isn't it always like the last 2 weeks of August and the first week of September, at least.
The only cool thing about hurricanes is the ton of snacks you get. That's the only cool thing about it.
Yeah. What is your number one piece of advice?
He gets a lot of frozen food.
Well, this is why I do that. I get a bunch of frozen food. You eat that while you still have electricity. And then when the electricity goes out, you're like, all right, I had a good run with my frozen food. Then you dip into your cheese balls, stuff like that. The whole frozen food thing on the front end of a hurricane is a good move.
Look, nobody else is doing it.
Well, he likes it because it justifies overeating.
It does.
Yeah. You're like, I have to eat it because all this ice cream, I wouldn't normally eat it, but I mean, it's not going to keep, so I got to eat it all right now.
There's not a rush on Tostino's pizzas either. Bread, non-perishable, canned goods, those go first.
He's purposely painting himself into this corner knowing that, well, I mean, I've got to eat it because I got all this frozen food.
Oh, you'd have been so proud of me. I was doing so good on my diet the other day, and it was like 3:30, 3:45, and a storm came in. I'm like, that means it's time to get pizza. That means I'm supposed to eat bad. Mother Nature's saying diets are not for you today.
So it's a bad time of year for you then.
I don't know. When it rains, I want to eat more. If I see clouds.
That's not good.
I know.
Because, I mean, you are in it, baby. It is tropical season now.
Or fat season. Whatever you want to call it. Did you see that lightning strike that happened at the golf tournament over the weekend? They had the PGA Championship was going on. Our boy Brooks Koepka from West Palm Beach was right in the thick of things there for a while.
They had just had like a warning, and they told all these people that were there at the golf course, go seek shelter.
Yeah.
A lot of people ran under this tree, and then the tree gets struck by lightning.
I'm so horrified by lightning.
Ooh.
Yeah, I am too.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah. No, it totally freaks me out. Yeah, and they say that there were six people that were injured. Five of them, I think, actually had to even go to the hospital, and it wasn't because of the lightning hit them. It's because the bark shot off the tree when it got hit, and the shrapnel hit people.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's scary.
Oh, I know, right? That's some crazy stuff. So there you go.
On 97.9 WRMF.
Got to get somebody on the line here in just a second. Going to be doing the Florida Headline Match Game. These are all real legitimate headlines that have happened here in the state of Florida, all bizarre things. And it's just a bizarre time of year that happens in South Florida. It's hot, muggy. It's just that icky, kind of like crazy. Everything's just your glasses are fogged up.
It's steamy.
Steamy,
and it
nasty.
Makes people squirrely.
It does.
Yeah.
This might be, the hurricanes bring out the weirdest in people.
It does.
It's a weird time.
They do. They get nuts. They do odd things. And it's just kind of crazy. I think I'm more afraid of the people than I am the actual storms when they start rolling in.
I am too.
Yeah. That's what they said. They said somebody just hit us up. September 10th, I guess, is the peak. That's like the number one day for hurricanes.
Oh, right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. So, yeah, we're kind of like stepping into it. So we got, is that the only thing that's out there? Because I know sometimes they're like, it's like yeah. planes that are just hovering, all waiting to come in.
I think Dorian's the only thing that they're tracking right now on the Weather Channel.
Okay.
Oh, and they love it. They love that.
They're watching other stuff that's like going off the southeast coast, but nothing like Dorian. And they do love it. You can tell when you tune in and they start playing that gong every 20 minutes.
Gong.
Like, okay.
It gets your attention, though, doesn't it?
It's the death gong. So, you know, a storm is imminent.
Somebody said, yeah, people are already getting ready. I just left Publix and the cheap water is already gone.
Oh. Really? Gosh, I can never be that prepared as a human, ever.
Well, this is a time of year that is also great, too, for Home Depots. It's got to be great for Publix because people make a rush on water and canned food items and buy food that they don't necessarily need that's going to sit there for years.
Oh, anytime there's a tragedy, there's somebody that's going to make out with money somewhere. There'll be a profit.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So it's right around the corner here. Well, I'm sure we'll probably have some more interesting Florida headlines before the end of hurricane season. These are ones that have already come out. These are real-life stories. The Florida headline match game. We've got Tyler on here from Lake Worth to play along. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
All right. What we've done here is we've taken a real headline that appeared online or in a publication written about a story that actually happened here in the state of Florida. We've taken out one word or a phrase here. You got to tell us what belongs in the blank that we took out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Virginia Jaber will help you out. First headline we got, Florida headline match game. Florida man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting blank on fire. After lighting blank on fire. Is it A, cockroaches, B, farts, or C, bed?
I'm hoping it's farts, man.
I'm hoping that they keep the comedy alive in the meth lab. I'm voting farts.
Okay, he dies in a meth lab explosion after lighting blank on fire. What is the actual word that belongs in the blank there, Tyler?
I agree, farts.
I agree, farts, yes.
Yes!
That's a real headline.
That's
from the state of Florida.
Amazing.
Florida man dies in meth lab explosion after lighting farts on fire.
I'm so proud to live here.
That story is layered. It's layered.
He had a camera.
Look at everything you've like worked in here. Meth lab explosion, lighting farts on fire. There's a lot going on there.
I wish I could talk to that person. I know I can't. It's too late. But just to see where their head was at.
Well, don't meth labs always explode anyway, even when you're not lighting your farts on fire?
Yes, they do.
But the meth
game, so just the risk he was taking.
And it's such a tireless job. You got to keep it going to move product. The fact that you're slacking to light farts on fire, I don't know, there's so much. It's so layered.
There's a lot going on there. Okay, all right. Perfect score so far. Let's see if we can keep it up here. Florida headline match game. Here's your second headline. Florida man who admits to drinking blank would still like to be senator. Okay, now that blank has got a phrase that's in it. Florida man who admits to drinking blank would still like to be senator. Okay, what belongs in the blank? Is it A, human breast milk, B, a stranger's urine, or C, a goat's blood for pagan sacrifice? What belongs in that blank here? This is a real headline from the state of Florida.
I think it's the urine.
What was he drinking? He's drinking.
You think it's the urine?
I do.
That's the one I don't think it is.
You don't think he was drinking a stranger's urine?
I think it's breast milk. You think it's urine?
Breast milk? Is breast milk that weird? Aren't humans drinking breast milk all the time?
Not grown ones.
Okay. All right.
Even though you drank mine, I don't think it's the norm.
Keep in mind, this guy would like to be one of our state senators here.
You're on a stupid radio show.
Okay, Tyler, what do you think belongs in the blank? Is it A, B, or C?
I'm going to disagree with both of them and go with the goat's milk, or goat's blood, C.
Goat's blood.
Okay. I got to tell you, Tyler, you were wise. That is correct.
Wow.
Yes. Florida man who admits to drinking a goat's blood for pagan sacrifice would still like to be senator.
Good luck.
Tyler's on fire. He's going for a perfect score here.
I mean, nice. Tyler, you are unstoppable.
Yes. Okay, here we go, Tyler. Final one here. Florida man arrested for blank, now running for mayor. So that's what it is. You do something really dumb and then you run for office here. That's what we do in Florida. Okay. Florida man arrested for blank, now running for mayor. Is it A, wearing assless chaps to whistle at construction workers?
Sounds fun.
B, fishing with dynamite while naked at Miami Seaquarium.
What?
Or C, beating drag queen with a tiki torch while wearing a KKK robe.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly, it could be any of them. They're all equally.
It's a tough one. Okay. Florida man arrested for blank, now running for mayor. Was he wearing the assless chaps, whistling at construction workers? Was he fishing with dynamite while naked at Miami Zoo Aquarium? Or was he beating a drag queen with a tiki torch while wearing a KKK robe? A, B, or C?
I'm going assless chaps just because it's the least crazy. You can't fish at the Miami Sea Aquarium.
Dynamite while naked.
Right? Yeah, I'll go beating this, choice C.
Beating a drag queen with a tiki torch while wearing a KKK robe.
I'll go with that one. Yeah.
But we just don't know, Kevin.
I really don't.
It's that tough.
You've
huh?
stumped us.
Okay. Let's see. Tyler going for a perfect score here. Tyler. What belongs in the blank here in the Florida headline match game?
I was thinking the assless chaps. I'm going to go with Virginia.
Okay. You're going to say Florida man arrested for wearing assless chaps to whistle at construction workers now running for mayor. Unfortunately, you're not going to get the perfect score. It was C, beating a drag queen with a tiki torch while wearing a KKK robe.
Yeah.
That guy wants to be your mayor.
Strong showing. What town?
I don't know. I figured that one out.
I think you covered that. That's why I remembered it.
Yes. That probably was out there. So
that's insane.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Tyler, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a whole bunch of free food from Outback Steakhouse, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, $50 gift card there. You can enjoy steak and unlimited shrimp.
Don't be fooled by the dress and heels. I have seen drag queens throw down. Just because they look put together and prim and proper and pretty, they will come after you. And it is pretty awesome. When they get mad, it's awesome.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to help with this conversation or not, but did you just give away Outback Steakhouse? Is that what you just gave away?
I did.
I did not know we had those. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's, you're dialed in now, huh?
Yes.
Somebody's going to volunteer to clean out the yes. prize vault today?
Yes, I am.
You can't win.
I know. I never do.
It's true.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Drama. Drama. You got drama and you gotta tell all. You love to complain about your pain. Hey, you're Facebook fishing. Facebook fishing.
Well, somebody kind of sent this to us for call them out, so I thought this would probably work well on a Monday. Somebody's actually calling out firefighters.
For what?
For good, right? Or for being sexy.
Ah, boy. Just people, Virginia. Just people. It's Russell's fault. He starts off the post here on Facebook. Virginia, I'll let you play the complainer, Russell.
Oh, I get to be Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Why don't you be Russell?
You seem like a real jerk.
I'll play the role of Corey here in this post. We'll have Jaybird. You can play the role of Jenny.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to be Jenny?
Jenny, is that what you want?
Yeah, be a little Jenny. Give me a little of that. Yeah. And Denny, you can be Phil.
Sounds nice.
You seem like a Phil here. Okay, Russell starts it all off here with the post. Go ahead, Russell.
It's ridiculous that firefighters always drive the biggest fire trucks to everything.
You mean like when there's an emergency and somebody needs help?
I mean when there really isn't a reason to drive the biggest fire engine. If some old guy's having a heart attack and an ambulance is already there, why do you need four firefighters and a big fire engine?
Here comes Phil. That's a good point.
Here comes Jenny. Russell, are talking about my dad having a heart attack last week? The firefighters told me you were mad because they blocked you for 5 minutes.
I wasn't going to mention any specific names.
You just did, a-hole.
It's pretty cool, Russell. Jenny, how is your dad?
Thanks for asking, Corey. Sadly, my dad passed. Ooh. The funeral is tomorrow.
Wow, I did not see that coming. Russell, even if you were right, this is something you should never have posted.
Nailed it.
Thanks, guys.
Real
Bam!
It's tough when I got...
Oh, that's good, yeah.
I got to do a character.
I'm sorry he passed, but maybe he should have been in an old folks' home. The firefighters and paramedics were called to his house at least 4 times in the past 6 months.
Congratulations, Russell. I guess you can celebrate because you won't have to deal with any more fire trucks blocking you in anymore.
I hope so. But I saw your mom a few weeks ago, and she didn't look so good either.
Wow.
Ooh. Screw you, Russell.
Russell. Dang, Russell is just Russell. Not making friends.
Is Russell really that mean, or is he trying to rile people up?
No, Russell's really that mean.
I've known a lot of Russells, and they are usually mean.
Yeah, it really is kind of stunning, just some of the comments that you see people making on social media, where you're just like, wow, what? Why?
I've known a few Russes. They were kind-hearted. I have known several Russells. They were douchebags.
It changed the name a lot. Yeah, we always say it's kind of like adding a Y to like Donnie. Yeah, oh, Bobby. Yeah, they become a little bit squirrely, and you just don't know what's going to happen at that point.
They love to fight.
Yeah, they do. Well, we do love the posts. If you see any kind of a good exchange, you can send it to us. Anything, Instagram, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. People were sending a lot of neighborhood, like, little posts up and things like that.
I didn't realize my neighborhood has something like that. I want to get in the mix. They've got, like, a whole thing where you can, I guess, complain about people.
There's one up by me. It's called Next Door, and it's area specific. So you go on there, and you can just read all these threads, people complaining about this and that, and it's fascinating.
Well, I kind of started the one last week in my neighborhood. There's that whatever sculpture, I don't know what is going on. They put in a traffic circle, and that thing looks nice, but they started some kind of metal, I don't even know what it is.
It's just a monstrosity.
It is coming out of the ground, and the problem is, like, that's all fine and good. I'm all about art, even if I don't agree and think it's nice, but they abandoned the project.
All the orange cones are still there, and like the orange safety fence.
The fence is now like fallen in. It's overgrown. They dug this big hole, put in a concrete slab. These, you know, metal things are sticking out of it, and people are like going, it looks like some kind of like clothesline. So I'm going to go have some fun. I got all these clothes. I'm going to hang them on there today, and I'm going to see how long they'll stay up. And I'm just going to start hanging random things on it.
That's awesome.
And just see how long it stays up.
I want in on some of this action.
Okay.
You should decorate it like Christmas.
Well, I was coming up with a couple ideas. The first thing I'm going to do is I got, you know, a couple old shirts I was going to get rid of anyway, and I got wire hangers. So I'm going to go hang some clothes on it today. And then if those come down, I was thinking about kind of like making like taking cans, empty cans of White Claw, and kind of like draping those on. It's kind of like a Christmas type of ornament garland type
thing. Garland out of White Claw.
Out of White Claw, empty White Claw cans.
I love
it. So if anybody's got any White Claw cans, you guys want to donate to the cause. So I'm thinking I'm just going to keep doing it and just see if they're not going to do anything with it. I mean, just every day.
You're going to make it art.
You're an artist now.
I am.
You are.
Yeah.
It's not functioning properly, so you're going to fix it up.
And so if anybody wants to jump in on the fun, just let me know if you got any ideas. And
we'll here.
Okay, all right. Today we need to go out. If you guys got any old shirts.
Oh, I do.
You do? You got a few?
A few dirty ones.
Yeah, I just want
to
see.
He's wearing one.
Oh, right. This is one of my
best. That next thing's new.
Thank
that's
you.
A, that's this a shirt I got it from my hometown.
Yeah, I love this thing.
That's Bigfoot, Hocking Hills. It's just some beautiful stuff.
I love how you and Denny's are matching.
We planned that.
Aww.
You are, yeah, same
color. Adorable.
Both those colors look good on you guys, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, you nice look good here, today as well, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you.
Virginia.
They say when it comes to social media, I've noticed more and more people have privacy features on it, whether it be their Instagram and the Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Whereas first, you know, everybody's willing to show off everything. They say 82% of people now have at least some privacy settings on their social media accounts. 82%. That's a lot. And the reason why they're trying to hide stuff from people at their current job or if they're going to be doing a job search. Which is smart.
Interesting.
And so it's only people that you allow in to see the stuff.
You can still, on Facebook, though, and this is what I do. Like, if I know I'm about to go into battle with somebody, I go on their Facebook, and I want to see, like, what their vibe is, what they look like, what they do. And even if their privacy settings are set to not let you look at all their pictures, you can still see their profile pic and any update they've ever done to their profile pic. So you can still kind of stalk them.
You do that to gather intel, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I've seen her do it before.
I did it just the other day. I had to go meet with somebody, and I'm like, let me see what this chick looks like.
If she's got a battle going on, with somebody on social media, oh, make no mistake, she's done the research on where you live, who your family members are. I'm not kidding. I've seen her do
this. Like, this is like a new category of like, yeah, social media.
Oh, I will
sniper.
Deep dive. And you can get information from people's friends too. Like if there's pictures or people just tagged you in and you don't realize it, I can get a lot of intel from that.
She was battling this one guy about, it was really about nothing, but they were going back and forth and it was such a long, drawn out fight, and she found out where he lived, where he worked,
oh, yeah,
where his mom worked.
She kind of enjoys it.
She does.
In fact, you ought to like, you should have like a service, because I to me, I don't ever want to deal with that stuff. I just, I wear it. I don't like those kind of like
it's
things.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's a part-time job.
But it should be. Like, you should hire out your services. If anybody ever has like an online feud they need to take up, Virginia, you should be the person to do it.
I told you about the one story, the one guy flew three states over to confront somebody lying about him on Facebook and social media.
I love it.
He went to the guy's house, or I'm sorry, his job, and then brought cameras there and everything.
I love it.
That's what people are.
That's what Virginia's all about.
You just have to investigate and make sure that you're on the right side of the argument, because you know, you don't want to be like helping some jerk. But if it's somebody who's truly being wronged by others on social media, yeah, I'd love to help them.
You're kind of like a Robin Hood.
I love that.
Do you know how you do a burner account? Because I heard this interview last week with Alex Rodriguez, and he was talking about how he spies on his daughter's Instagram. He has a burner account.
I can make you one right now.
The only thing I can think of is because I think...
But don't they have to accept you to get access to see their stuff?
Well, if you know what to do with your profile pic and you know how to make it look and you slide into the DMs and you say the right thing, I mean, uh-huh, I think I can get pretty much anybody to accept us.
But burner accounts, don't
regular
you
regular people, not famous people, but like regular people. Mm-hmm.
But don't you have to have several different phone numbers? Because all these social media accounts, they go to a number.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that number, how are you going to get an account?
Burner phone, bro.
Now you're buying drug phones?
Yeah, what is it? I was curious of that because I saw it. I'm like, what do you do? What constitutes making a burner account? And who's got a burner account? And how are you using it?
You don't have to always hook it up to a phone number. You sometimes can do it to your other social, too, if you have other accounts.
But can't somebody see that? Like, be going, oh, I know that.
They're
is
connected,
I know that number.
To,
or their email.
You can make a burner email.
But again, though, a lot of the emails, you have to have a phone number connected to it.
I always use your number.
It would tell you, it wouldn't be able to do that. It would eventually block you because you're going to say, this number is already in use.
Hmm.
Well, I think they're making it harder to do.
Well, because all those celebrities, you see them, they have 30 million Twitter followers, and all of a sudden they have 20 million or Twitter followers because they had burner accounts.
But
in
if
there.
Yeah, if you just want to do like burner accounts,
yeah,
the phone, I think the phones are like $50.
I feel like it's a skill set I just need to have just in case.
You have to fake your own death.
Or you could probably add a new line to your phone and then just use that number.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, you're right, dude.
Kind of curious. If A-Rod's out there, call in and tell me how you got a burner account for your daughter's social media accounts. 877-979-WRMF. You can hit us up here on the KVJ Show.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
What do you need to make this happen? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You were talking about how you need like a number, a phone number doing it. I'm like, well, okay, well, that gets tracked back. That could, you know, give you up pretty quick. Somebody said you can get a free phone number from Google. That is a way to do it. Yeah. And to make it even easier, there's an app called Burner Phone, and you can buy or rent a phone number for any length of time. It's pretty cheap. So there are even apps to try to help you make burner accounts if you need to jump onto the social media and try to spy on somebody. Because, yeah, I saw 82% of people now have some kind of privacy settings on their social media accounts. It's mainly so bosses can't, you know, find out what's going on. But I wonder if, you know, bosses do this. And I wonder, okay, let's say you had a good job and like going, well, in the interview process, we will only consider you if you give us and accept us to see everything you got on your social media.
Well, social media, fine. Emails, no.
Yeah, I don't
do not want you in my emails.
What's in your emails?
Secrets.
Okay.
Yeah, but not too many. Not good secrets. Don't. Yeah, never mind. Now Virginia's gonna want to get my email.
Oh,
you're
yes, you
fascinating.
Will.
Fascinating. Now, I mean, I do know most of your passwords.
I've changed them.
He goes, no, I haven't.
No, I haven't. Another text here said, you don't really even need to link your phone number to your social. All you need is an email, and that'll pretty much take care of it.
Yeah, and anybody can get a Yahoo or a Gmail, right?
I thought again. Never mind. I'm just going to stop talking about this phone number thing.
How to successfully do a good burner account. Somebody texted in and said, a key thing is making fake accounts to first friend or like many of their friends, then ask the person you want. Since you have several friends in already in common, they will accept.
Gotcha.
So you don't jump right to them. You work on getting all their friends and everybody else. You're like going, okay, this is somebody I can trust. And I got to tell you, that is something I do before I'm like going, I don't know. Do I know this person? Like, and then when you see like you have 99 people in common or something, I'm going, well, they got to be a close friend,
they
right?
They can't be a murderer. They know too many people.
Uh-huh. We have got Derek on here from Miami with a little tip for doing burner accounts. What's your burner account tip here, Derek?
Yeah, so you don't need to get to pay for a burner phone or anything. With a Google account, you mm-hmm. can get a free Google Voice number with that. So that'll give you a phone number you can use. You don't need a phone number to create a Gmail account. So that'll give you everything you need to set up your other accounts.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you get fake numbers now? It sounds like a lot of people are calling in and are doing this.
Yeah, I think they are. Somebody texted and said, fake Instas or Finsta are the new thing. One is for glamour shots and the other is to post without judgment.
Well, I just have noticed there's some people that have a ton of followers, and when they post anything, they only get like 3 comments and 4 or 5 likes. I'm thinking, are those real followers that they have? Or are they,
no.
They're burner followers.
They don't have any interaction?
We're talking people who have thousands and thousands of followers, and you look at their post, and there's not much interaction. You just, it looks suspect.
It's very suspect.
Somebody else said, I've got a fake Twitter account, and I only needed an email address, which I made up.
Huh.
So you can go on there and just wreak all kinds of havoc under this disguise or find out what you want to find out, and nobody knows that you're the one that's on there peeping around.
Go on Twitter. During the day's terrible. Turn it off. Virginia's the worst.
Come say it to my face.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
What's real anymore, man?
Nothing's
is anything real.
I feel like I'm not with it because I don't have any burner accounts. Like I feel like I need that just to really find out what's truly going on in the world.
You're too legit. You're just too much of a Boy Scout.
I am.
You just rent numbers now?
Make up email addresses, Finsta accounts. The world's getting too complex.
Ow! There's a lot of dumbass criminals to talk about, baby. It's the Whacked Out News. People breaking the law. Ha ha, fighting in the nude. Ha, drunk people pooping in the street. Ha ha, it's the Whacked Out News. So many people on meth. Ow!
First crime committed in space. That's what they're saying this really could boil down to being. There's a NASA astronaut that's being accused of illegally accessing her estranged wife's bank account from the International Space Station during a recent mission. That considered is identity theft. And they say that likely is, at least as far as we know, the first crime ever committed in space.
Huh.
The astronaut is denying the claims that she did that.
Congratulations?
It's a pretty weird thing to hear.
Yeah, crime in space.
And is that really the first crime?
That's why, yeah, I mean, only other astronauts would know. And there might be former astronauts saying, that ain't the first crime.
Right?
Yeah, we went on the moon and did a bunch of cocaine.
That ain't moon dust. How does that work? I mean, if you do something illegal in international waters, they can't get you, right? So, I mean, what about space?
That's a great question. And is that really true about the international waters? If I took Virginia out in international waters and killed her, I can come back to the States and I'm not going to get in trouble for that? And I didn't mean to use that as an example. That was the first one that came to my head.
I believe if
what's buried in the dark recesses of Jaybird's mind, or not so dark. Yeah.
But just know, if we're fighting to the death, you're going to die.
No, I wouldn't make it. You would kill me.
Yeah, that is a good question. I know you can go out there to gamble. That's why those cruise ships go out. They go to international waters, and there's no rules.
It's about gambling, though. It doesn't apply to murder.
But let's say I throw you off the boat. Oh, oops, bye, Virginia. And then I just come back to the States.
Yeah, because if you're on a cruise ship and you kill somebody, I think they're going to lock you up. Yeah. And you're going to have to face off for that murder when you get back.
Okay, okay. So there's no such thing as lawless waters, really.
Lawless for murder, no. Murder knows no bounds.
Gambling we let slide.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a sheriff's deputy in Los Angeles who said that he was shot by a sniper. But then when they started investigating, they realized, no, that did not happen. And then he finally was like, okay, I made it off. I'm sorry.
What a dummy.
What a dummy, yeah. There's also another guy in Illinois who said he was the victim of a drive-by shooting. He made up the whole story because, like a dumbass, he'd accidentally shot himself in the foot.
Oh, my gosh.
Thought it sounded better if somebody else had shot him.
What is going on with people?
They're dumb. 25-year-old woman who faked her own kidnapping by sending a bogus note had been asking family and friends to pay a $290 ransom. Well, you're not worth a lot, $290.
That's all you're going for?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, the cops were casing her apartment trying to figure out who might have known something about it, and she walks right out.
All right, she didn't think this one through.
Like, we thought you were supposed to be kidnapped.
$290?
$290.
That's a weird number.
And then she sends out this ransom note and then just hangs out at home. And then decides to just walk out the front door.
Just lazy.
Bless her heart.
Just don't put a lot into this. Police in New Hampshire got into a chase with a guy whose car was stuffed full of balloons. I can tell you, that's tough to drive when your car is full of balloons.
Balloons always want to come and be by you.
The worst mistake I ever made, I was going to a birthday party. I had to pick up the balloons, and it was just a beautiful day. And I had the balloons in the back and didn't think about it. I go, I want to get some of this fresh air. I rolled down the windows. Next thing you know, three balloons had wrapped themselves around my head, and I'm driving down the road. Oh, my gosh.
That was terrifying.
Just, I'll die.
All I had to
cushion my blow from the accident was these balloons. They're going to pop in my face.
Poor terrible. Man's airbag.
It really was. Three women stole a stroller from a baby product store in New Jersey last week, but they came back when they realized that they had left a child behind.
Oh.
Whoops. The cops then caught two of them and arrested them for shoplifting and conspiracy.
You can't leave the baby.
No, you cannot. No, you should not, at least. Dairy Queen had to clarify that its burgers are not made out of human flesh on Friday. That's a weird claim. Apparently, it was a location in South Carolina that got raided, and people in the town started swirling around rumors that they were serving human meat.
Oh,
that's so not cool.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's human meat, right?
It's people!
Dairy Queen's a cannibal.
Why did they get shut down, though? I do want to know that.
Well, it turns out it was the feds who suspected it was home of an illegal money transferring operation.
Oh.
So when people saw the feds, they're going, yep, human meat.
And people believed it?
Dairy Queen had to put out a release saying we do not serve human meat.
Well, I got to look at that. I got to redefine that.
Rescuers in Oregon saved a woman in a rural area who'd been trapped in her own septic tank for 2 or 3 days.
What?
Oh, that's just terrible. What
how
a crappy
did she get
weekend.
Down there.
I don't know how you wound up in your own septic tank. That is a great question. I've never had a septic tank. I don't know, but yeah, it's all the human waste.
It's all your poo.
I don't know. Are you really hard up to swim? I don't know why you're in there. It's terrible. Just, oh, 2 to 3 days?
No, thanks.
I found the Dairy Queen release. The statement they released on Twitter, at Dairy Queen, we are very proud of our 100% beef hamburgers. We serve a high-quality hamburger with no additives or fillers.
Doesn't say anything about human
flesh
in there, though.
No, they didn't
though.
Say
okay.
anything about that. I think they're trying to stay away from
they
that.
Just, they just, yeah, they figure if they put it, yeah. There's a woman in Kansas City, Missouri, that recently went to the doctor because she thought she had water in her ear. It wasn't. It was a spider.
Oh my gosh.
And it was venomous.
Oh my gosh.
Brown recluse.
Woke up Tuesday morning hearing a bunch of swooshing and water in my left ear. Ran out and said, I'm going to go get a couple more people. And she said, I think you have an insect in there. Now, I didn't panic because I didn't know what exactly it was until she came back in and they told me it was a spider. They worked their magic and got it out. Never thought that they would crawl in your ear or any part of your body. I went and put some cotton balls in my ear last night because I didn't have any earplugs. I'm pretty terrified of the spiders.
Oh my gosh, you imagine
the brown
Denny's
recluse crawled in her ear while she was sleeping.
She's lucky that she didn't get poisoned.
Thank you.
Yeah, it did not bite her. Yeah, the doctors got it out, but I mean, what a piece of luck that is.
I feel like I feel spiders in my ears right now after that story.
Right?
I hate that story so much.
Oh yeah, no, you do. Totally gets in your head.
I saw one of those brown recluse in my backyard.
Yeah,
did you really? I did.
All in South Florida.
It freaked me out. I wouldn't let the kids go in the backyard for the whole day.
Back in Gardens, we found at least three or four of them back in Palm Beach Gardens in our back room.
Oh my gosh.
Terrifying.
That is terrifying. Good heavens. They say this is a nice little story. Two best friends of more than 50 years hit a lottery jackpot in Canada this month and won $2 million.
No way.
Yeah.
Good
and they're not fighting over the money. In fact, they've been roommates ever since both their husbands passed away.
Aww.
And they're going to keep living together. And they say, hey, we got plenty of money. We're just going to kick up the party a little bit. That's pretty awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And a quick little shout out to your boy, Joey Chestnut, world champion competitive eater. Went to the first ever Fat Boys Pizza Championship yesterday afternoon, and he edged out the other competitors after consuming a world record 6.5 2-foot slices of Fat Boys Pizza in 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, how big? 6 feet?
6.5 2-foot slices.
6.5 2 feet.
So, how much pizza did he eat? You gotta do the math. Oh.
Wow.
I don't like the fact that you're asking me. Because you're terrible at math, too. All right, Kevin, could you just give me that equation one more time?
Okay. All right. He consumed a world record 6.5 2-foot slices of Fat Boys pizza in 10 minutes.
How much pizza did he eat?
4 feet of pizza.
You got 4 feet. What do you have, Virginia?
Okay, wait. Say it again. 6.5.
Yeah, I love this. Terrible math on the radio. Okay, 6.5 2-foot slices.
Oh, geez. Okay, I'm wrong.
13 feet of pizza.
Aha, very nice. Virginia, you are the winner, I believe.
I did it wrong. It's 13. 13 foot. It's pizza. I'm too in it, man.
You got too excited. It's math.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
On 97.9 WRMF.